Changemakers, what's going on? I got a whisper for this episode, but I promise it'll be well worth it.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Hey everyone, Jay here. Wanted to do this quiet but special episode for you. The reason you have to be quiet is that right now it's past midnight in Italy, and Francesca and I moved out of our Airbnb. We moved out today, and the reason we moved out is because in about 6 hours, we have a flight. We're essentially going to be on our way home to Toronto. Toronto is one of our home bases. And so if you're doing the math, you know, there's only about six or seven hours. And so we're actually at her parents' place and we're staying here tonight. And I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but my computer is actually exporting a video for my Podcast Your Brand group. And it's a new video. But, you know, it's so funny because, well, actually, part of the reason why you're not listening to an interview and you're listening to this episode is because we had one of our editors mess up an interview, which kind of rarely happens. And it was one of these scenarios that we probably could have caught it if it was early enough, but it came to the time to publish everything earlier today. And, you know, today is just not necessarily, you know, gone our way. You know, we were moving. We just also came back from dinner with my girlfriend's family. You know, the content wasn't going up and, you know, we need to be up and, you know, we need to go to sleep, but I wanted to get, you know, this other thing done for my students. And so I was working on that and that was exporting. And literally, I was just about to go to bed and, you know, all our stuff is packed. And I'm really glad I'm not filming right now because it's kind of just me sitting in like a side room and trying to be as quiet as possible, to be honest, because I think everyone's just trying to go to sleep. And I won't take up too much time, but I wanted to come on here because, you know, I think I've done a couple interviews this week and a lot of them were asking about how I got started, how I was being, you know, how I was able, you know, going through the toughest parts of being a startup, right? And, you know, the thing is, I still think in a lot of ways of myself as a startup. You know, I think it's one of the things I said on an interview was that it's a privilege to get to zero. You know, and the guy didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, it's a privilege to get to zero because when you start on any journey, whether it's launching a podcast or, you know, you have a startup or you have a message that you want to figure out and share with the world, you're starting at like negative 500, negative 1,000. And it's not to say you're starting from a negative point. It's not to say that you're financially going to be in the hole. You might be those things. But what I'm saying is that you lack the knowledge, you don't have the connections, you don't have the relationships, you don't necessarily know what's going on, and you don't really have a perfect pulse on who your audience is. And there's so many things and skills and so many things that you lack. Not to say that you're not ready for the mission, it's just that you're not the right person yet. Do you know what I mean? And so it's a privilege to get to zero because zero means you're starting, like you're actually working on your movement, you're working on your vision, you're like scaling things up, you're fully leveraged. And, you know, even if you're someone that's just listening to this and you're just starting out, like I really understand what it feels like to be that person to kind of single-handedly run everything. And it feels like it's going to crumble at any single moment, you know, and it feels like you're an imposter half the time. And I went through that phase for what seemed like forever. And the next phase, at least for me, has been struggling to not necessarily outsource, but to, I guess, build a team, to be the right person, to be the right leader. You know, I worked with Alex Sharfin, who's someone who's been on the show, and he's this coach for, you know, 7-8-figure entrepreneurs, and he helps them scale to, you know, 9 figures and beyond, and it's crazy. But I got a chance to meet him in person after our interview, and we were just chatting, and he was giving me some advice, and I ended up jumping into one of his coaching programs. One of the biggest things that he taught me was, you know, there are transactional leaders versus transformational leaders. You know, transactional leaders, I think, was something that I was doing, but I couldn't figure out how to go into that next part. Transactional leader is kind of like you hire a bunch of freelancers and you work with people on Fiverr and Upwork. And sometimes you need to, you know, do that for certain tasks. But I was trying to like force these people, you know, these freelancers and contractors to be a part of my team and my vision, when that's not necessarily their role, you know? And for me, I'm going through this phase of trying to figure out not necessarily my message, but how to be that transformational leader for my team, how to be that transformational leader for my students. And it's been quite the adventure. But, you know, I wanted to come on here and, you know, I was actually in bed just a few minutes ago and I was thinking, I was like, you know what, I guess I'm just going to say that we missed a week and, you know, that's just it. You know, we, our editor messed up, we're moving, we're literally traveling across like 6 time zones. Literally the second I land, there is something for us to be, you know, there's an event for us to be at. The next day, there's a 3-day conference. You know, I'm literally sitting in a room. I don't know if the internet connection is going to hold still. We're exporting. Hopefully my computer doesn't explode. And I was thinking about all these things and I was like, you know what, this is a perfect example of what real life is, you know, of when you're trying to do something, when you're trying to go forth and you have a message and you have a business idea, you have something that you're excited about, that you're passionate about, and you show up every day, you put in the work, you do all the right things, you say all the right things, and yet you still end up in a scenario like this where you know you're going to be running low on sleep. You're going to have to sacrifice a lot of these things. But the biggest thing I thought about whenever I look back on my own journey is that this is one of those moments that you can choose who you are. Meaning you could choose if you're going to be the person to complain about all these things and say, how unfair is it for me to go through that? Or play the victim, right? And say, I don't have enough time, or I'm not leveraged, or my systems are not good, or look at how much I suck, or you could go through that, right? And I wasn't necessarily going through that, but I thought about that, and it came up a lot during one of these interviews that I did earlier this week. And so I thought I'd share with you that, you know, whether you're in that cycle of beating yourself up, or whether you're in an amazing momentum cycle and you feel like you could take on the world, just remember, life is going to happen. You know, the truth is you're going to have more bad days than good days, you know, but you could choose who you're going to be in those moments. You know, you could choose to be grateful for every problem that you have. You could choose to be happy, you know, with the circumstances that you've been given. You could choose to acknowledge your progress and to honor your own journey. And I think for me personally, I just look back at my last few years, and I know when I stopped complaining and I stopped playing the victim, and I chose myself. I chose who I wanted to be. I chose the guy that wanted to sit, you know, in his sweatpants at midnight trying to be quiet to do a podcast interview, because I think that's important to, you know, to commit and to be as consistent as possible. I chose my problems. You know, I'm grateful for every single one of my problems, the things that I can't solve yet, the things that I'm looking at and facing. And, you know, sometimes I think it's a little unfair, you know, why do I have to go out, be the leader and be responsible for everyone and think about everyone, think long term? Like, why can't I just, you know, go and you know, do what, like, you know, just create content and have it blow up that way? And the truth is, you know, you could do that. But I have found that people that care about the artistry of it, but they also care about the business side of it, those are the people that have a chance of making this a long-term thing, And that's what I'm looking to do. You know, this whole show has always been about choosing legacy over currency. But the truth is you need currency to build legacy. And I don't know about you, but I'm of the mind that I want to create as much impact. I want to be able to help as many people as possible. I want as many people listening to this, not because of my ego, not because I think it would be so amazing and cool to show off. I don't even care. I just think that if we start getting each other to think in a more critical manner, and getting people to look a little more long term and saying, you know what, I'm going to step up. I'm going to be that leader. It's going to be unfair. The responsibility of a normal person compared to you, it does not compare. You know, it doesn't make any sense to them. That's why when you go to extended family things, or, you know, any type of, you know, when you see your parents or when you see, you know, those people in your life that don't support you, they don't get it. You know what I mean? Because they're not called to do something that's beyond their reality. So if you're listening to this, first of all, I hope that there's some value in all of this. Maybe I really just need to get some sleep. Maybe that's just it. But I really hope that if you're listening to this, that you think about whatever is happening for you, whether good or bad, and you're beating yourself up over it, or you're letting your ego kind of go to the next level. Maybe you had a record month, you know, whatever it is, just remember that whatever phase you're going through, it's not going to last forever. And when it doesn't last forever, the beauty of that is that you get to choose every single day. You get to wake up tomorrow and you get to choose who you want to be. You get to wake up tomorrow and you get to be grateful, and you get to, you know, choose life. You get to choose adventure. You get to choose love. You get to choose your own genius. And, you know, the power is in that. Like there's power in choice. And so I just wanted to come share that with each and every single one of you. Once we get the episode going, it's with a good friend and mentor of mine named Evan Carmichael. We did the interview a little while ago, but I know that you guys will still get tons of value from it. And if I could, you know, maybe if I could steal, or not, I shouldn't say steal, but if I could find one of the interviews that I was on earlier this week, maybe I'll share that with you as well, even though I'm at this conference. So I'll leave it there. I hope you're having an amazing day, amazing night, whether you're listening to this at midnight or you're listening to this at, you know, 6 p.m., whatever it is. I have so much love for you. I'm so grateful that you're here, that you're listening. If you're not in my legacy-driven entrepreneurs community, come on over, go to www.theinterchangemaker.com/tribe. Actually, one of the interviews that I was on, I did post on there. So if you wanted to get, you know, some access to that and take a look at that, that you could do that 100% free. It's kind of like a free group, free mastermind that I'm putting together. So www.theinterchangemaker.com/tribe. And you can jump in there if you are a legacy driven individual. And I know you are if you're listening to this. So with that said, I'm going to head off the bed, and hopefully I can get this out and, you know, actually export this myself. I haven't done this in a while, but hopefully I can still remember all the different steps. But I have so much love for you guys. And remember, it's not about changing the world. That's not what you should aim for. You should look to become the best version of yourself so that you can impact those closest to you. You can change their world. And through that, we might just change the world. You can see what I just did there? All right, we'll talk to you soon. Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses, and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. Go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.